Okay, in the meantime, I'll write something on the back. Because I don't have slides.
Okay.
Yes, what's it? Okay, maybe I'll use this one. Hello, everyone. I'm Krzysztof Kosiński, or Chris. I'm associated with the Inkscape project. I'm mainly responsible for porting the renderer to Cairo for clipboard work, and I rewrote the node tool as part of GSOC 2009, I think. So I wanted to just say a few words about Inkscape 1.0 and where we are heading with that. Some time ago, actually a long time ago, it was decided that the Inkscape 1.0 this milestone would be achieved when we have full support for SVG 1.1. And over time, it became apparent that this goal is a little unrealistic for 1.0 software, which basically should mean that it's generally usable. And we think we passed that point some time ago already. And anyway, it appears that there might be some SVG features that we might not implement at all, ever. So there was recently some talk on the mailing list about changing this milestone, and we came to the conclusion that there's been so much happening after point 48 release that there's not going to be a point 49 release. We're going to release to call it point 91 to emphasize that it's this big jump in features and in quality. So for 1.0, we're planning basically for it to be very similar to point 91, but with two very long-standing problems fixed. There are those two problems are the first one is the coordinate problem, and the second one is the float text problem. Now I'm going to draw something. So on the right is the SVG standard coordinate system, and on the left is the standard SVG coordinate system, and on the right is the so-called desktop coordinate system used in Inkscape. It's a very, very old decision dating back to Sodipodi days, and it's very clear that it was a mistake. The main obstacle to fixing this is the 3D Bugs tool, because the guy who implemented the 3D Bugs tool made a giant mistake, and the 3D Bugs tool saves its internal editing data in the coordinate system on the right. I tried fixing this, but I have absolutely no clue on 3D math. So if there's someone in the room who's interested in 3D math and can give us a hand at fixing that, that would be very appreciated. And the second issue we're planning to fix for 1.0 is the float text issue. I'm pretty sure almost everyone ran into that. The float text is saved in a format that's taken from the SVG 1.2 draft, and nobody implements that. So what we have to do is to put what we have decided on a method to fix this already. We want to put the float text element in a switch. Because SVG has a switch element that allows you to that allows the renderer to choose what to display, and basically one branch of the switch would be our current flow text data, and the second one would be SVG 1.1 compliant data. And the main obstacle to that is that we have to rewrite our handling of switches, because right now we treat them as basically as groups, and you can actually ungroup a switch, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, so basically that's an outline of what we are planning before we hit 1.0. Thank you.